Good day. Welcome to the first episode of Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast for 2021. The first episode in quite a bloody while, to be fair. As a disclaimer, some of this next bit might not be entirely accurate. I keep rewriting the script as our situation changes because it's taken me so long to get this episode together. But it's now got to a point where I just need to draw a line and get over the hump. I did not think that this time last year I'd still be writing from some sort of lockdown. The thing where I can go to my retail job and sell little Timmy his iPad, and then be prohibited to interact with members of my family and enjoy my friends' company, not just through a screen. Although I am getting the impression that going to work is more of a luxury than I first thought. Actually, having another excuse to go outside and mingle with others, sort of at a distance, is probably doing me good. Do I agree that my retail job should be open? Probably not. Am I a complete hypocrite for quite literally just sticking a new MacBook on my store card? Absolutely. But if I have learned, or at least relearned, anything from these periods of lockdown, is that we humans are complex individuals, full of contradiction and mayhem, hate and happiness, love and sadness. I don't want to rattle on about it, I want to talk about bands and play some tunes. However, the one thing I can't recommend more than enough for when you are feeling the weight of reality is to turn off the TV and unplug from social media. Don't listen to it, don't watch it with subtitles, stop scrolling. I had to stop listening to Six Music for this reason. It's not healthy being told every half an hour how many people have succumbed to a deadly virus and how many more people may or may not now be infected with it. I don't need constant reminders of who may be or who may not be following the rules, how many people were caught raving in a shed in Dorchester, or even how much worse it might be elsewhere. Switching off for a little while does not mean we're ignorant, doesn't mean we don't care, but there is something to be said for managing our intake of information, especially if the information is fucking depressing. If you want to find out these details and all the hardcore stats, like some Football Manager enthusiast, then just Google it. Have a quick butch at the figures, then resume your day. If you really want to go deep, then check out the National Statistics website, and compare those stats to the media and see what different pictures could be painted. But that's a discussion for another day. I can be quite bad with social media myself, especially in lockdown, where it's hard to promote one's music or podcasts. But I'm trying to cut it down where possible, as it does affect us in ways we probably can't even appreciate yet. Spending a couple of hours unfollowing or unfriending is good for the headspace anyway. At least I've stopped these bloody annoying adverts from Wish.com now. They were getting rather risque and then just outright offensive. I have noticed a trend where the more I disconnect myself, the more it disconnects itself from me. I.e. not putting my own posts in front of as many people. Or everyone's just unfollowed me at once for being annoying. Could be that as well. Fair enough. So, some news. I'm very pleased to be able to report that the wonderful rapscallion album Maximum Splendid has been finished and is now released. The singles, including You're Bloody Well Getting Rock and Roll Tonight, are out, and you can find them on all the streaming platforms, Bandcamp and also YouTube, where you can also find some excellent videos for them too. The album kicks ass, so if you fancy a dash of chap rock with a mixture of steampunk aesthetic, then go give it a listen and surrender to its awesomeness. I'm really proud of Move getting it completed, and I can't wait to go and headbang to it live someday. Someday. Oh, what the hell, let's have a track from it. This is Rapscallion featuring Professor Elemental with A Cup of Brown Joy. Rapscallion infusion.
My god, this is a strong brew. Much darker, much stiffer than I'm used to. I don't know about you, but I'm parched. I need a cup of the brown stuff, the shade of an acorn, made from the same sort that I take my cakes from. Using a teapot, a mug, or fine china, been hooked up to ivies for a constant supply. A drip from my urges might verge on perverted, but the earthy brown tea, I'm certain it's worth it. With Sherpas who work hard and use a fresh fountain, I discern brews from Peruvian mountains. I slurped up a cup from an elephant's trunk with a couple of monks who utterly stunk. I've had bourbons with sultans and creams with queens. I bathed in Earl Grey, I'm really that keen. Now missionary dismissed me, my single epiphany, the difference between him and me. A simple sip of British tea. So in times of hard and life is rough, you can stick the kettle on and find me a cup. Now when I say Earl Grey, you say yes please. Earl Grey,
yes please.
Earl Grey,
yes please.
When I say Assam, you say lovely. Assam,
lovely.
Assam,
lovely.
When I say ooh, you say long. Ooh,
long.
Ooh,
long.
Ooh,
long.
Ooh,
long.
Oh, I could keep going all night. I've been around the world in 80 brews to see the place it takes me to make a brew that tastes like the cream cakes made by angels do. I'm not the same as you, get shaky but aim. Just make amazing fluids, but don't make it the same. They're using fine leaves, picked by pretty maidens in a bag, knitted by a seamstress who lives in Copenhagen. Brewed up in a pot, made of semi-precious metal. The blessed condescendant in my very special kettle.
to Earl Grey or Sam or Ginger. Lapsang, Souchard, raise your pinky finger. Keep a solid coffee in a proper cup of coffee. Bottles, bobby, lobby, keep on to your posse. Rotten coffee shop, coffee clothes, I've lost the plot and sorting off. I need some Gavin Tannen and a bat and burn to top it off. When I say Earl Grey, you say yes please. Earl Grey,
yes please.
Earl Grey,
yes please.
I say heavy, you say metal. Heavy,
metal.
Heavy,
metal.
When I say rap, you say scallion. Rap,
scallion.
Rap,
scallion.
When I say ooh, you say ah. Ooh,
ah.
Ooh,
ah. Ah. Off the brown, save the shade of the lake. Oh. Off the brown, stop the shade of the lake. Oh. Off the brown, stop the shade of the lake. Oh.
A cup of the brown, stop the shade.
One of the brilliant distractions of lockdown for me was being able to keep playing music, somewhat live, to an audience. Whether it was an event organised by myself, the chaps in Perfect Hattrick, Andy from the Brunswick, or Jeff and Emily for Jeff and Emily's Go Live. Having a gig at the end of a long week was a perfect antidote to lockdown madness. I've also been able to see a whole host of new performers during these events too, quality acts that I may not have had a run-in with otherwise. One of these acts is called Pond Life, and they have a song about seagulls. If you live on the coast or in Brighton specifically, you'll probably have had a run-in with a flying menace, where they are trying to land on your head to nick your chips, or asserting dominance by swooping in and threatening to peck you if you get too close to their kids on the roof of the Brighton Centre. It won't be long before the gulls come for us properly. If they suddenly decided one day that they could get 20 of them to swarm an unsuspecting bystander and feast, we would probably be plunged into war. Seagulls versus humans, a conflict of supremacy, battled out in the air and on land. The gulls armed with their razor-sharp beaks and flick knives, and us humans carrying an arsenal of anti-heartburn medication wrapped in white bread, ready to take their heads off after a greedy guzzling down of the tempting treat. So where was I? Seagulls. Bastards. We have heard from Gaz Marlowe in his seagull-related encounter, leading to the poignant song Seagull Samaritan. But this next track is less of a tale of sadness, and is more a commentary on exactly how fucking annoying these airborne dickheads can be. I've seen Pod Life perform on Jeff and Emily's Go Live a couple of times now, and they're always fun and entertaining listen. Another one to see in a pub the moment we get the go ahead to do so. Although saying that, I'm sure they announced the other day that they were moving to Scotland, so maybe not. According to their Bandcamp page, Pod Life have been in existence since 2014 as a punk covers band. Now they are focusing their efforts exclusively on originals, and following a few lineup changes, they released their first EP, Stupid Songs, in 2020. Find that on Bandcamp at pondlife2.bandcamp.com. The band are Jules on guitar and vocals, Helen on vocals and vocal effects, Mark on bass and John on drums. This is Sky Bastard.
Watch out for the sky bastards!
coming to get you. They're coming to get you. On your head, they'll poop. They're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. From the sky, they plunge. They're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. And your lunch, watch out for the sky busters.
With his pointy beak.
Watch out for the sky busters. He's got a bloody cheek. Watch out for the sky busters.
He's after your bread.
Watch out for the sky busters. He's got a shit on your head. Sitting there watching you with evil eyes. Just sitting there. Just sitting there. Seeking opportunity to. From the sky they plunge. They're coming to get ya. They're coming to get ya. They're coming to get ya. And your lunch, watch out for the sky bastards.
Everyone beware.
Watch out for the sky bastards. These thugs in the air. Watch out for the sky bastards.
He's coming for you.
Watch out.
So I spoke on the podcast a while back about my own experiences with trying to release songs and promote singles. It's a murky affair and one I am less and less enamoured with as time goes on. First of all, how did Spotify manage to claim the industry for themselves? I'm not sure whether to pat them on the back or send them to the stocks. This company, and to some degree other streaming services, are now the gatekeeper in the way regular record companies used to be. It's now Spotify that has to control to make or break an artist. They have seized power away from those who were once in command, and this could have been a good thing, if the artists are paid a bit better. A quick Google actually informs me that Spotify does not necessarily rake in the cash and add it to a big Scrooge McDuck tower of gold as you might expect though, so maybe even its days are numbered in the long run. Streaming changed everything, and yes, I firmly believe Lars was right. So back on the DIY route of promotion. I've been sending emails to blogs and also signed up for a couple of paid platforms to get us somewhere in front of people. Now don't get me wrong, I don't believe this should be the way to do things, and if we were not in COVID times it wouldn't matter so much because we would get out there and play to people live and promote ourselves in the flesh. I do this partly because I actually like to see how things work. I have a hard time writing something off without trying it. Even a financial loss is a lesson gained, or something profound along those lines anyway. My current conundrum is music blogs. They were a staple of sharing news of up and coming bands in the earlier days of the internet, and many do exist now. However, like with the millions of internet radio stations, is anyone actually listening or reading? They can say their site traffic hits certain numbers every day, but is anyone actually coming for the articles, or is it just people like myself, scouring the internet for places to send music? I don't know, of course, but it's worth thinking about. Spotify playlisters have control who gets in the big numbers, whilst the rest of us pros squabble to make our voices heard amongst each other. I have been lucky to get my tracks on a few local stations over the years, with DJs that champion new and upcoming bands, and I've been very grateful for that. They have built up communities and deserve a lot of credit. Particular shout outs to Tara Rez and Pete Jones for their excellent shows. Anyway, going back to Spotify, this is primarily why I don't usually care. I make tunes, I stick them online, I play them live, I repeat. That's what music is to me. People laugh when I consider myself successful to a degree, because my unit of measurement is not fame and fortune, it is quite simply making music. Which I've enjoyed doing for many years. I've been able to play some amazing gigs on the local and DIY circuits. I've made some lifelong friends and shared some truly wonderful experiences with people that would not have happened if I'd just given up making music because I wasn't making money. I'll share the rest of my experiences with how the single release goes on another episode, hopefully. I'm trying lots of different things, and I'll tell you what I find works and what doesn't, and how much debt I get into along the way. My band, The Fool of the Ziggurat, will release our single Pride in May, and if you want to help out, pop along to thefoolofthesiggurat.com to find our own pre-save links, visual media, news, and all the usual band-related jazz. This and our mailing list will be the first port of call for all the information on the band if you like your riffs heavy, synths synthy, and Lou's beautiful voice arse kicky. Yeah. So our last song for today is Mirror Mirror by the aforementioned Jeff and Emily of Jeff and Emily's Go Live. I can't quite remember how I was accepted into the group on Facebook, but for those that don't know, it's basically a virtual open mic, with each curated performer taking turns to play for 12 minutes. I've played a few times now, either playing piano or electric guitar with backing tracks. It will never replace playing live, but it still gives a nice buzz and gives me a chance to experiment with different setups and finally have my music sounding as it was intended. Playing the shows have been a nice antidote to the recent madness, and watching new acts and old friends with a beer is a great way of spending a Saturday night. I reached out to the hosts about being on the podcast, and Jeff generously sent me the next track and some information about them, which I'll read now. Venus and Mars Rock Show are Emily Blandford and Jeff Cleesby. Emily and Jeff have been singing together for over 10 years, but that doesn't mark the start of either musical journey. Jeff played his first live gig in 1966, and Emily was singing in her dad's band from about 1990. Many twists and turns later in 2010, Jeff was just getting further into the music scene with local bands after some years out being busy bringing up a family. Emily had recently moved into the Worthing area from Brighton and had been successful in her own right as an electropop act. Another local musician formed a band that both Emily and Jeff were invited to join, and this is where they met. However, neither of them found the band was quite what they were looking for, and eventually quit. A week later, they were both at a pub open mic night, and so they said, "Shall we try doing some songs together?" And it was obvious from the first song that this pairing was a delightful musical fit. A variety of slightly different lineups have ensued, from adding other musicians into the mix with bass, and then drums, and additional guitarists. But Jeff and Emily have been the harmonious vocal core of each of these groupings, finding that their voices and singing styles work well together in duet or adding backing vocals to each other's lead. In a recent new twist, Emily decided to take up the bass guitar, so they rebranded as a new duo, Venus and Mars Rock Show, with Emily on bass. While still continuing separately with the larger Snakes and Ladders country folk rock group. COVID lockdown has got in the way of beginning serious Venus and Mars recording sessions, but this track, Mirror Mirror, from Jeff's Gimme the Money CD, was jointly written by Emily and Jeff and features each of them taking alternate vocal verses. So it doesn't feature Emily on bass. In all other respects, it is a Venus and Mars Rock Show track. Emily has recently had cancer treatments and has benefited from support from Macmillan Cancer Supports. For this reason, the CD is being made available as a free gift when you donate to Macmillan via the Just Giving link, which I'll put in the description, and also I'll say it here. www.justgiving.com/fundraising/JeffCleesby-gimme-the-money-CD. I'm really looking forward to sharing the stage with these guys again very soon. This is Mirror Mirror.
There's a dragon on the loose. She's got your bats in the belfry. There's a cat fight on the roof. There's a face at the window. But there's no time to cry, because she's coming from the shadows with pure evil in her eye. She'll put a spell on you as soon as you catch you. Mirror, mirror on the wall, can you see me at all?
There's a whisper in the dark. There's a knocking at the door. There's a glimpse around the corner.
So that was episode 1 of season 3 of Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast. A bit more Worthing focused than the usual Brighton antics, but what the hell. Due to the costs associated with running the show and my reluctance to spam it all over social media for maximum exposure, it may disappear from your normal podcast clients very soon. However, there will be copies on YouTube at least, and any new episodes will also appear there. Just search for Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast and give the subscribe button a click. That should hopefully mean you get a notification whenever anything gets updated. Alternatively, if you check out my personal website, riseoftheziggurat.co.uk, you can find the links there. As always, if you have any suggestions for new or local or localish music, or remember a particular band from back in the day I should know about, please get in touch and let me know. Until then, thanks for listening. I've had a little bit of Ashland. My current conundrum, my band, The Fall of the Ziggurat, will release our single Pride in May. And if you want to help out, pop along. It will never replace a live gig, but it still gives a nice buzz and gives me a chance to experiment with different setups that finally have my similar. I reached out to the hosts about being on the podcast, and Jeff generously. Venus and Mars Rock Show are Emily Blandford and Jeff Cleesby. Emily and Jeff have been singing together for over... However, neither of them found the band what they were looking about. A week later, they were both at a pub open mic night, and so they said, shall we try doing something... a variety of slightly different lineups have ensued, from adding other musicians into the mix with bass and then drums and then... COVID lockdown has got in the way of beginning serious Venus and Mars recording sessions, but this track, Mirror Mirror, from Jeff's Gimme the Money CD, was jointly written by Jeff Lee and Jeff Libby. I have noticed a trend where the more I disconnect myself, the more it But if I have learned, or at least relearned, something from these periods of lockdown, is that we are humans, blah, 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 blah. According to their Bandcamp page, Pond Life have been in existence since 2014 as a punk covers band. And something's just fallen over by itself in my house. One second. According to their Bandcamp page, Pond Life have been in existence since 2014 as a punk covers band. Now they are focusing their efforts exclusively on originals, and following a few lineup changes, they released their first of their... According to their Bandcamp page, Pond Life have been in existence since 2014 as a punk covers band. Now they are focusing their efforts exclusively on originals, and following a few lineup changes, they released their first EP, Stupid Songs. Oh, I haven't put a date in there.